Moving on down, approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 455833 through 455849, 455851 through 455903, warrants 7247 through 7248, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried.
Move to approve check number 455850.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes August 5th, 2019, and executive session minutes for August 5th, 2019.
Don't we have another? The sixth, regular.
I missed it. It's in there. You said there's August 6th.
Just a phone meeting.
Yeah, we had a meeting, but it's not in the minutes here. Wait. Right
here. Any question?
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 5th and August 6th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 5th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Real estate agreement for Dale Avenue. Contract for purchase number 18-131 Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a letter dated August 9, 2019 by our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the contract and cites the changes.
Do we need to discuss this in legal? Because we're set up for that. We deserve some.
We're set up for legal and executive later today. There's one change I question in this. I think they're getting just a little bit greedy.
I'm asking we got to discuss this in executive as
well. That's fine with me, Brian.
All right.
So we're not quite ready to agree to it or sign it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I've requested to see what the taxes are.
Okay.
So we'll just set this aside.
We'll take it up.
Take it up in executive.
And if any decisions made in executive, we'll come out and vote on it that time.
Do you want me to be there for that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, what time is that?
10.
Yeah. When, it's after our...
We're scheduled at 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I'm Willa Williams from University of Missouri Extension. The first update I have is 4-H. Right now I'm getting ready for all the open houses. In fact, that's a couple of them I have this afternoon I'm busy with. They'll be in Branson. Tomorrow is Forsyth. If I had a lot more people helping me out, I'd be able to go to Hollister and a lot more, but unfortunately, a lot of them just have them on the same nights, and there's not multiple of me, so I can't make them to all of them. But I try to make them to as much as I can, so we try to do the best that we can. A new thing that I'm doing this year is having volunteer trainings. I'm working along with the youth program associate that I supervise in Stone County and the educator that I supervise in Christian County to do volunteer trainings. A lot of times we get people that say they really like 4-H, they remember 4-H in other states that they've been in or when they grew up, but that, you know, if they just don't know about volunteering, it's too much, they don't have the skills. So we try to remind them that, you know, it's not a lot of time out of their schedule. 4-H typically meets one time a month, and they do have the skills, and so these volunteer trainings just give them a little bit of a, you know, a step up, some confidence, and lets them know what 4-H is about. So September 7th, if you know, that's part of Outdoor Days with Bass Pro, even though we'll be at Dewey Short Visitor Center. Coding is a big thing with kids, and it's also part of 4-H's National Youth Science Day. Volunteer Essential Elements, that's basically youth development that we're helping them out with. Cake decorating is a very popular project, especially in Taney County, since we have so much culinary science degrees and it goes along with our industry. So if these go really well, we'll continue them every single month. And we try to get specialists and people who are in those careers in Taney County, in this tri-county area, to work along with it. So some of the other things I'm doing outside of 4-H is, of course, we're getting ready for VITA, the Volunteer Income Tax program, and you know that starts in January, February, but we're getting our host sites together, our volunteers together. So that's a really big program too. You'll see the regional updates from our small business associate, Sandra Smarts, and she's been doing a lot of things. She just wrapped up her Money Smart for Business program in Branson. She'll be starting some other things soon. I work with Barb Beck in the program, so we're doing a lot of open houses as well. She usually starts the year with a lot of hand-washing programs, goes into nutrition programs. She's finished the summer going into a lot of the farmers markets, senior centers. She doesn't just work with youth. She works with all people in our community. And you see Tim Schnockenberg. You know that we also have an agronomy grad student that Mizzou gave us as well, and that's Mike Denningman, and he's been working with us too. So since Stone County now has someone else who's their CES, Tim has been able to work more in our county doing field visits and programs. So they're actually going to start a Master Gardener training again. Master Gardeners are a real asset to our community. Not only do they do the gardens that you see, but they do education programs. There are people that we call up when someone says, can you identify this pest that's kind of hurting our trees, that's hurting our grass? A lot of times we'll call that local Master Gardener up. So we're going to start a new Master Gardener training that's coming up. And you see that's going to be at the United Methodist Church in Branson. So, any other questions? No, I rushed through that. I try to talk really fast even though I'm from Arkansas. Don't hold that against me.
What did you say Mike's last name was and his role?
It's a tough one. It's Denningman. He is a grad student, a graduate student at Missouri State University. That's, we really do a lot of cost savings by having that shared between Missouri State University and University of Missouri. So I really push for that each time. You know, we had Colin first and then Will, and we were going to lose that position, and I really pushed hard for that position again. Because not only is that a real cost-saving benefit for us, but you notice both Colin and Will went on to really successful, I think, positions after that. That's a real great experience for them. So Mike started this summer. He's kind of helping out someone who is on medical leave in another county, but now he's full-time in the summertime, and then he goes back to part-time in the winter when he starts full-time classes again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission. Wanted to give you an update on the budget. The month ends in July. Our numbers as of July 31st is 4,786,427.29. Our expenditures are 7,950,706.84, and the revenues are at 6,576,765.21. I wanted to let the commission know that we are doing more expenditures, or we have been doing more expenditures up to now of a little over 1.37 million. So I do want to mention that we're at about 45.5% of our revenues collecting. Some of that revenue is the airport amount that we are going to be getting revenue from is not accounted for, which is just under $1 million. And then a lot of the admin fees that we don't get until the end of the year is not accounted into that as well. Does the commission have any questions?
On the airport, that's a grant you're
correct,
talking about.
But
so
it's
it
still
is
posted as revenue.
That, yes.
That's why it's at, the revenue is at 45.5. It's because it's not accounting that grant that we will be getting.
And refresh my memory, do they pay that like some of our other grants? As we submit a bill to them, then they pay it back to us.
Correct.
So as the work's completed, then that money will come in within 10 days or so. And I think that'll be completed towards the end of fall, is the way I understand.
Correct.
Is that what?
So we okay. should be seeing that before the end of the year. So we're in the fall, obviously.
Yeah. And our sales tax didn't come in, got broke even, 0.8 this month.
Next month, yeah.
I would look for August to be or that we could come back up a little bit. We were down in July pretty good. I was hoping it would be June.
Right now our sales tax, before the one that you were mentioning posted, we were at 53.5% in the amount of sales tax we have gotten, which is going to be, let me see that number. From that we are 3,786,457.15 is where it was at the end of July. And then the one that was posted, you said, was, that's not added to
we're
that.
Up just a little bit overall, but not by that.
0.8.
By that.
I think in the Treasurer's report, it'd be at the end of July, 1st of August, GCR had like 4,786,000 in there.
Correct.
And if all revenue came in and all expenses were spent, which we know neither of those probably will happen, we were going to be down to 4,052,000 at the end of the year out of reserve. I mean, that would be what would be left in there.
If we account for all the revenue, we should be that close to 500,000 out of reserve.